You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has opened for the final time this week, and we're about 40 minutes into the Friday session. So it's time for the opening with Greg Davies, the head of wealth at Kratos Capital. Looks as though I thought today might be one of those days where the week has been full of smatterings of interesting news and we would go out with a whimper. But when I look at the gold board, Greg, stuff happening there. That's the main feature for me this morning.
Yeah, sure. And I mean, with such an interesting afternoon, really, obviously around 2 o'clock, the ECB decided to cut rates, which took the market by surprise. And I think then the market made the assumption that the US would cut, obviously, to stay in line with them. And that obviously weakened the dollar, and the gold price rallied around the 1520, 1522 mark. It also pushed platinum and palladium, as we spoke about on the shadow last night with David. But then overnight, the gold price pulled back to more or less where it was before, 1503 right now. And that's caused the gold index to be down 5% today. I know gold shares make a small part of the market now, but certainly that's where the drama is. You know, the market's thriving on drama at the moment.
Yeah, it went to 1520 after ECB, then it came back to about 1510 when we were talking on the 5 o'clock shadow, as you quite rightly pointed out. And it's still above 1500. I think the main influence here, though, Greg, certainly for the domestic gold stocks, is the rand, which is suddenly in the 1450s.
Yeah, it rallied really when I thought the dollar was going to weaken, but it never weakened back. It managed to get a foothold here around 1455, 1456 area, taking everyone by surprise. But I've changed my view on the rand. I think sometime in the next 18 months, we're going to see a dramatic move back into the 13s. Because markets always do what you the least expect them to do, really. Perhaps the emerging markets will come back into favor. Rand trading very, very well.
Yeah, well, if you're expecting it to go into the 1300s, then it's going to go in the opposite direction. So you just contradicted yourself.
Well, I'm the contrarian. I'm saying the market is expecting it. And as soon as that, I always take the opposite view.
Okay, well, let me just give the backdrop to the rest of our conversation by giving you some spot prices and start with that mighty rand. And it's 1456 against the US dollar. It's 1807 against the British pound. And the euro rand is 1616 with the euro dollar 110.95. So the dollar weaker, the euro stronger. The gold price is 1503, which is barely cheap. Well, it's up $4, let's put it that way. So it was, again, orbiting that 1500 in an overnight session.
I think it was around 15, yeah.
Yeah, platinum is 956, up 4 and a bit. And palladium, Greg, what is that doing? Because I'm stuck again.
Down $7 at
16.12. Okay. And last night in the United States, we had a fairly decent session because I think after Mr. Trump's comments lauding Mario Draghi and his team at the ECB by cutting rates and announcing more quantitative easing, having curtailed quantitative easing last year. Now they've done the flip-flop in response to the poor economic data, particularly coming out of Germany. So last night we had the Dow Jones up, 45 points, which is nothing, but the futures this morning indicating an 80-point higher opening. The S&P was up 0.3%, so was the Nasdaq. FTSE is flat, and the rest of the European markets doing quite well, as are the Far Eastern markets. So a nice steady tone in the overseas things, Greg. Let's have a look now at the most viewed shares on ShareNet. Maybe you could start.
Most viewed shares, let's have a look here. Well, it's the usual suspects. We've got Steinhoff, which is getting 25% of views. That's trading at 108. NASPAS, unchanged, getting 14%. Aspen and the new Prosus. Still getting used to that name, but that's also on the list there.
Okay, so Steinhoff, Naspers, Aspen and Prosus on the most viewed. Let's have a look at the winners and the losers now. And if we can start, I think we have to start with the losers because I've got Goldfields down 5.6. I've got Anglo Gold, 5.3% loser. Harmony down nearly 5%. Sibanye down 4.1%, having had a decent day yesterday. 1729 Sibanye and Sogo Sun breaking the wall of shame for the gold shares anyway by coming in with a 2.1% loss. What do we think about this now, Greg? Because we fell in love with it and we called it and we were right for 3-4 months. Have we fallen in love with it and can't actually see the writing on the wall? What do you think about this gold board?
Yeah, being a gold bull is a bit like being a Manchester United fan. When the glory times are there, it's wonderful. But when they're all down, and everyone in the office telling me, oh, I told you to be careful of these golds and shouldn't have and couldn't have. But it is a type of thing where you have to buy the pullbacks. you know, yesterday was something of a bull trap, really, with that rally that pushed a lot of buying in it, which normally would have been sitting on the sidelines. So you've got a couple of bruised buyers in the market, and then that stock will have to come out. But it's time for the technical analysts to go and see the levels where these stocks have come from and where they can pull back to. And I think if one's patient, there's certainly another bite at the apple on these gold punts. But for now, it's a world of pain.
Yes, it is. On the upside, not so painful. We've got ASOR, must be the iron ore price, of course, because the rand is certainly not helping. And that's up 3.75%. The Polish property company is up 3.7%. Equitas, 3.2% to the good. CAP, up nearly 2%. And South 32, the diversified South African miner, up 1.7%. Any stories there? Because there's nothing on Sens.
Yeah, equities is a fun one, maybe a silly one. But there's a certain Twitter handle that's been telling everyone that this is the biggest short, and it's, you know, it's a similar situation to Resilient. And quite a chuckle to see the share price up today. I think he'll look, the guy seems like he really understands these property stocks. You've got to respect his opinion. But so far, the share not taking his advice.
Let's talk about that now. Let's talk about what's happening on Twitter this morning and in your chat groups. What is the word out there?
Well, I mean, there was a march in Sandton today, and it's sort of women's rights type of march, which obviously I'm all for. But I can't understand why they would march to the JSE. I did actually bump into them on my morning walk this morning, and placards and all very nice and lots of chanting and singing, but I don't know what the JSE's got to do with anything, and that's the chapter. But I was, you know, speaking to a few people there, more sort of going for the most disruptive of way of doing a protest. So people at the banks around there all have been given the day off. So
what is the march? What is the march called? You say it's for women's rights, or is it for a cessation of violence against women, especially after the crime stats we saw yesterday?
Yeah, it's all interlinked with you know, the crime against women that's sort of been so prevalent. We saw in that data yesterday, and I think there was a similar, it looked like a much better attended march in Cape Town when President Ramaphosa addressed the crowd. But in this case, I didn't see anyone, just saw the march leaders up with those megaphones and making pronouncements.
Maybe it's because there is not a great representation of women in the financial services industry in South Africa, Greg. Maybe it's linked to that, despite the fact that the JSE Limited CEO is a woman, or will be a woman for a little while longer before she retires. Nikki Newton-King, of course, I'm talking about.
Yeah, I came in for a bit of flack for saying perhaps they're demanding lower fees from the JSE, so I have to take that tweet down.
Oh, no, leave it up there. What are they going to do?
You know, I like to be user-friendly as possible.
Yes. Do you know any female stockbrokers, Greg?
Yes, actually, interesting enough, one of my friends is a broker at HSBC, and their offices have been affected by the protest, and they've got very strict security, and she's been told to work from an off-site office outside of Sandton for today. So,
yeah, but let's put it this way. It's 95% male white populated, isn't it?
Yeah, maybe let's call it 85.
Okay, 85. Because I was watching something the other day. It was about football, and they said there are 92 clubs in the league, and there are 5 black managers, for example. There's not one referee or linesman who is black, and it's a similar situation when it comes to women and representation in financial services. There are lots. I mean, one of my favourite economists is a woman, and I speak to her regularly. She comes from Investec.
There are some brilliant women in the industry, for sure, but it's just the very nature of human beings. Men are just more interested in these type of things. You know, women have got their own interests. I don't think we should be that angry with ourselves for the way people make their own free choices.
Yes. Okay. Anything else outside of the top 40 up and down that we've just already highlighted? Is there any other stocks? I mean, I'm looking at Labatt, for example. It's a detailed cautionary announcement. It's up 16%. I mean, that's not one we normally look at, but we did highlight it last week. So there is some stuff going on under the radar.
Yeah, it's quite a nice, interesting story. For 2 years, that the Labatt share price was around 30 to 35 cents. And then the share price moved up, and I think you remember the share was temporarily halted. And as the weeks have gone by, they've come out with more and more detail on this new venture where they're going into this marijuana business, which has definitely lifted the stock. I mean, it's doubled from the lows, up 16% today. It seems each time I think the share maybe will pull back and I'll get a chance to buy, they put out another Sens announcement and the share goes a little bit further. But I wonder if it's not getting a bit stretched at 64 cents. But fascinating to watch. I was reading some articles in Canada. It's become you know, a big business. It's all legalized there, and Canadian companies buying up marijuana businesses around the world.
Mm. And just following up on the smoking theme, there have been 380 cases in the United States of lung disease caused by vaping, Greg. That came out. And this is now, people are on their hobby horse about this one.
Yes, I mean, speaking to people who know these things and monitor doctors, it's often the ingredients which people are putting into the vaping at home, which aren't sort of FDA over-the-counter products that's causing these type of problems. But certainly the authorities need to look into it. You know, as David was saying yesterday, I don't want kids picking up on these bad habits.
Yes, indeed, because it often leads to something else as well. When they get bored with the vaping and they want the real thing, then yeah. And big tobacco then, of course, steps in and says, well, Sonny, we can help you with that. I'm going to test your mettle before we go to the JSE indices. The company's name is Afrocentric. It came out with results this morning.
I got it.
Well done.
Good. It is an investment holding company. The share price down 2.9%, trading at R3.30. Market cap of $1.9 billion. Okay. I think they've got a stake in Jasco, so they've got some stakes in some unlisted and some listed businesses.
Okay, Greg. JSE indices, yeah, please, as we approach 1 hour of trading on this final Friday.
Yeah, the banks up 0.89. So that's a nice start. Financials up 0.75%. Industrials up 0.61%. Retailers up 0.5%. Gold index clattered down 5.2%. Platinum's down 1.33%. It leaves the all share, the resources, I beg your pardon, up 0.36%. Leaves the all share up 0.25%, 159 points better, at 56,941. Value of trade, $1.5 billion, so maybe a little bit light. Let's see at 5 o'clock.
Yes, we will. And that was the opening with Greg Davies, the head of wealth at Kratos Capital. And as always, he'll be back just after 5 with the 5 o'clock shadow, wrapping up the week with us. That podcast was proudly brought to you in association with sharenet.co.za. Visit strictlybusinesspodcast.com and subscribe to receive exclusive content straight to your inbox.